Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Alléluia, Alléluia. Alleluia. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Lowering up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intensely at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'To hear in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. What a sad story of Jesus coming to his own town and was not welcomed by the people. But that's his destiny. At times, it's very hurting that nobody accept him in his own town. He did great things, but they despise him because he's come from a lower class family. That's all. Many times we judge people from outside. They never have an open heart to listen to the word. We have to ask Jesus also, open heart to hear the truth, not even also from people. Many times, some people, they speak some truth, but we might not accept them because they might not be a scholar, they may not come from educated family, but many times, God works through them. Truth.
It's come from outside. We have the open heart, not to criticize people. God may be telling you something through somebody you don't like. And that's God is working in us, among us. Let us pray for this openness of our heart to listen, to accept the word of God through the people.